Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
And let's talk to Bags all about it. Plus, he's got a great piece. Always underrated in that 10, 12, and 14, those runs, was the relief pitching. And as Bags points out in his latest piece, not so much these days. And by the way, Bags, we were just talking about this. We don't know why you're wasting your time with baseball, because, you know, the vegetarian that eats vegetables, but a humanitarian does not eat humans, and no egg and eggplant. We went through that whole thing. Our heads
fat chance, yeah. Slim chance.
Our
that
heads
was
are
your
spinning.
Best work ever.
Yeah, very nice.
Best work ever.
Very nice.
I'm serious.
You know, it's baseball is the topic, but, you know, what do you do? They're words. Those are the tools, right? And the English language is crazy. I really do sort of empathize with anyone who tries to learn English as a second language, because any language is hard to learn. And I marvel over people who are a heck of a lot smarter than me and pick up languages like that. But I got to think that English is one of the toughest ones. I mean, there's so many just crazy things that just make no sense unless you actually grew up speaking English. And yeah, I kind of had some fun listing some of them there, and had one for the kicker too. So, you know what, it's, you can either just sort of ride it straight when the team's struggling, or you can, you know, try to make it a little bit more entertaining. So it's fun for me too.
In all honesty, I thought that was some of the best writing I've ever read from a sports writer. And I'm not surprised it came from you, and you're a brilliant mind, and you are an author. You wrote books about these championship teams, and the 2012 team we're going to celebrate tomorrow night. And Bruce Bochy's coming on at 1:30 today, Bags. And I think Boch said to me one time last year it was the best team of the three. But just the, you know, adding Hunter Pence, obviously, adding Marco Scudero, to me, one of the big moments of the year was August the 15th when Melky Cabrera gets popped and he misses the year, and they go out in that day game and can't score, and then, you know, Gregor Blanco and Angel Pagan. I mean, the whole thing was just amazing. Of the three you covered, was 2012 the best team? And there's nothing like the first one in 10, but that 2012 team, the Cockroaches, the Cincy series, the St. Louis series, I mean, that to me was one of the most fun playoff runs. And the, you know, the All-Star game, they all showed up, and Buster was the – or Pablo and Melky. I mean, it was just a – amazing run. But when you look back on 2012, you wrote a book about it. What comes to mind?
I mean, I think the first person I think of really is Barry Zito. And I think that's because, you know, in every single one of those World Series runs, stuff happened that just put your jaw on the floor, or things, you know, there would just be things like you literally could not make up a more incredible story than like Travis Ishikawa in 2014, or everything that happened to the Band of Misfits in 2010. But I mean, you had Barry Zito, who was a guy who had just been vilified and just pilloried, and pick your word, you know, for his contract over all the years, and was left off the playoff roster in 2010, and wasn't even a surprise when he was, you know, highest paid team player on the team, and he was just non-competitive, and he's the guy who ends up having to pitch an elimination game against the Cardinals, and the internet kind of rallied around him and did the whole rally Zito thing, and he went and he shoved and he pitched the game of his life, and then he had to turn around, and they were lined up against the Tigers, who were just absolutely mighty and feared. And I mean, they had Verlander and Scherzer, and you go down the line of all the players they had on that team, and Prince Fielder, a guy who won the Triple Crown that year, Cabrera, and Zito happened to be lined up for game one, and he shoved again. He won game one, and of course Pablo hit the three homers, and it's kind of funny how it worked out. You know, that was the year Madison Bumgarner was taken out of the playoff rotation because he wasn't effective. And we tend to forget that because of everything he's done since then. But, you know, it almost worked to their advantage to have two lefties going in games one and two of that World Series, because they were able to neutralize Prince. And then they could really just focus on pitching around Cabrera, which was a huge advantage for them. And then the other thing I think about is, of course, Marco Scudero driving in Ryan Terrio as the game-winning run in Game 4 in Detroit. And it's a good thing they won that game because, yeah, if they had lost it, they'd only be down 3-1. But the remnants of Superstorm Sandy was coming in, and we were going to be sitting in Detroit for 3-4 days at least before they were going to be able to revive that series. And you still had Scherzer and Verlander and all those guys, and they could come storming all the way back. So those are some of the things I think of with 12, but I agree with you. I think they were the best all-around team. They were pitching the best entering the postseason. They still had the great bullpen. They were able to leverage Timmy in relief, and he turned into a dynamo. And I think that was by far their best offensive team. Super well-rounded. Amazing to think they hit the fewest home runs in the majors, but they had Pagan, and that was Pagan's best year. And then Melky hitting right behind him was leading the majors in both hits and runs scored, and they lose him, like you said, and they picked up and actually got better from there. So, I think that was a really, really, just a great season.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Andrew Baggerly, Jonah's 2012 team, is going to be honored tomorrow at Oracle Park. You know what's interesting, and you talk to these guys every single day. So we had Matt Cain on the other day, and he was just very honest with us in terms of saying that the contract was a burden on him, and also that, you know, what are you doing these days? And, you know, he came straight out of high school into baseball, done baseball his whole life. So he's doing a lot of different things, but still kind of trying to find different niches and everything like that. When you go back and you talk to these guys, and it certainly doesn't seem like 10 years to me, how interesting is it to just see, you know, to now guys can kind of be honest, right, and go back and tell you about certain things. And I think the Bulls, and they did the Last Dance over the summer when we had the pandemic and everything. And those guys, after years pass, you can kind of finally be honest. But for a reporter from that standpoint, I got to believe that that's maybe the most fun part of this whole thing is going back reminiscing, but the honesty of the whole thing.
I mean, if you're a professional baseball player and you're dealing with a lot more failure than success, even if you're the best player in the world, I mean, you know, Juan Soto is not going to bat 500. He might get on base almost 500% of the time, right? 500. But you're going to fail more than you're going to succeed. So you have to build yourself up. You have to be sort of bulletproof and have that confidence. And that means that, you know, maybe you're not as vulnerable or as honest, with media or whoever, even yourself, when you're a player. And I think after you're done, you can look back and really kind of be a little more authentic with your emotions sometimes. And, you know, I'll give you a great example. I don't know if you have seen yet or heard about Brad Manchin's book with Brian Murphy, the 28th, the tribute to Buster Posey in photos. It's just coming out real soon. It's going to be for charity. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And there are some tremendous essays in it. And the Barry Zito one, I was reading it. And I covered this. I was there every day. And I was floored by some of the things he wrote about. He'll have to pick up the book to read the whole thing, but just one little snippet, I just turned to it here. He said that he's sitting in the trainer's room. He's looking at Mark Grusbeck, one of the trainers, and he's looking at the TV, and ESPN's got Justin Verlander's stats up, and it was like 7-0, 0.63 ERA in his last seven games, including the playoffs. And he looks at the trainer, and he says, "You see that stat? We have zero chance tonight. I mean, we have no chance to win, so I'm just going to go out and have fun." I mean, who thinks that going into game one of the World Series? And that's just a great window into his mindset that day. So, yeah, that's the kind of stuff you definitely don't hear about in the moment.
Yeah, fat chance or slim chance that they would win that game, and they did.
Means the same thing.
Same thing. And the fat guy got a home run, hit three of them in the game. The slim guy outpitched him. And Barry Zito got a base hit off of Justin Verlander in that game in the Tony Gwynn 5.5 hole. You know, The Zito story, is amazing because I watched his major league debut back in 2000, and I saw him win a Cy Young, and I saw it all. And I saw, Larry Berry give him that enormous contract to join Barry Bonds. And I remember one Sunday afternoon here at the Oracle, whatever it was called then, against Cincinnati, where it was just hard to watch. He just couldn't throw a strike. And in 2008, he had 17 losses, ERA over 5. The 2010 World Series, he was left off the roster. So was Pablo.
Well, you remember the day when he called in to Radnich and he basically was listening to himself getting beat up and he called in?
I mean, that's
some emotional stuff. He's even told Tim Lincecum, he said, you know what, keep your guard up because, they may love you now, but they may come for you someday. And, it's just part of it. And I think he was very much a realist and also was just a very sensitive guy. And I think, there were times when he had trouble dealing with just, having that failure on a very, very public stage. But, I'll tell you what, you mentioned his major league debut. I was in the ballpark too that day.
The Angels.
I was covering the Air Angels back
was
when
it
they were
Tim Anderson, Mo Vaughn, and who else was it?
Yeah, so fifth inning, he's got that big curveball, and we're all like, wow, this curveball's got so much up and down. But, he was effectively wild. And he had a walk, a single, a walk, bases loaded, nobody out.
Tim Salmon, Mo Vaughn, Garrett Anderson, right?
You got it. Yeah. Mo Vaughn, Tim Salmon, Garrett Anderson, strikeout. With the bases loaded, and we're like, wow, this guy's okay. There's something here.
The Rainbow Coalition with the big curveball.
Yeah.
All right, so, Zito, I got to know his mom and dad, and, he's such a quality guy. I'm looking at the list, and we're not going to have Pablo here. Timmy's wife passed away, which I didn't know about, from cancer. Is just terrible. Buster was just here. He's not going to come back. Obviously, Boach will get a huge ovation. Hunter Pence will get one. Kaner always gets a warm one. But Zito's just different. It almost was like Jim Plunkett, winning a Heisman, winning a Super Bowl with the Raiders later after literally falling on his head as a 49er and having to reinvent himself. Zito's career was from that major league debut to what he did with the A's and Billy with Tim Hudson and Mark Mulder and winning the Cy, getting all the money, and now all of a sudden he has to call Uncle Gary to defend himself. And I remember calling Gary myself that day because it was all about the money. The contract changed people's perception of him. So how do you think he's received when he gets announced on Saturday Night Bags?
Oh, I think the house is going to come down. It's going to be tremendous. And like you said, there it's not going to be a complete group of people. Pablo is playing for Tabasco in Mexico. Sergio Romo is playing for Monclova. Both those teams are in playoffs. So, some guys are still earning a paycheck. And obviously Madison Bumgarner's pitching for the Diamondbacks right now. So it won't be a complete accounting. Ryan Terrio, he didn't even stay for the parade, so I was assuming he's not going to come out. But Scudero, I think, is going to get a big ovation. He's a guy we don't see very often, and he was obviously just so huge. Hit 500 after almost getting his hip torn out in that slide from Matt Holliday in the NLCS. But yeah, I got to think Zito will get a huge ovation. Kane always gets a big ovation. Bruce Bochy, I think, is going to get as big an ovation as anyone. We knew a while back about the loss that Tim Lincecum was experiencing and coming on the heels of losing his brother not too long ago as well. It's just got to be – I hope he's got a lot of people that he can turn to in his life who can help him because it's – you never want to see anyone go through the kind of losses he's had to go through.
Bags, thanks as always. Should be fun on Saturday. And again, that's a great piece. We really appreciate it. And we think, again, I enjoy sports.
Pulitzer
I love doing
Prize
this. But
winner.
Yeah, maybe you could do more.
Honestly, is that one of the writings you're most proud of? I thought I was, I'm being serious. I thought it was brilliant.
You're way too kind, but it's the word is ephemeral. It's you're in one day, you're out the next. So you're only as good as the next thing you write.
Kind of like the giant bullpen.
Kind of.
Thank you, Bags.
Thanks, Bags.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there's Andrew Bagley. We talk to him every Friday, and the piece is great, even if, like I said, even you're not a baseball fan or something. And if you aren't, your radio must be stuck and you drive an old Ford. But the reality is it's a great piece, just period.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. you can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.